Hyundai Tucson sits right in the middle of perhaps the most competitive SUV segment. This week we drove the top-spec Highlander with the N-Line option pack. Tucson has evolved into a particularly stylish, dynamic 5-seat SUV that was a finalist in the recent Osro Macar of the Year Awards. Powered by either a 1.6-litre turbo petrol engine with a 7-speed DCT or a 2-litre turbo diesel engine mated to an 8-speed automatic transmission. The version we drove was the 1.6T, and I have to say I really liked the driving characteristics, being zippy around town with peak torque coming in around 1500 revs that makes for relaxed cruising as well. Ride, comfort and handling dynamics all have taken a big step forward and the latest Tucson feels fun to drive. The Highlander is already well fitted with comfort, safety and luxury features. The N-Line option adds mostly cosmetic bling. I particularly like the tablet-style driver instrument binnacle, a view to the future I believe. Along with the large central screen, it's intuitive to use and the push-button transmissions, once you get used to it, is clever and simple. Hyundai Tucson Highlander N-Line is priced from around $51,400 plus the usual costs. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Why not head to anyauto.com.au for the latest on cars and motoring? While at anyauto.com.au, check out a review of Hyundai's Monster Palisade all-wheel drive SUV. Subaru's going electric. The Subaru Solterra has arrived in Australia. See what it looks like at AnyAuto. And how's this for a test drive? The Volkswagen Arteon shooting brake. All that, so much more, anyauto.com.au.